Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we're here with Castle Valley Center's Principal Amy Bell, and we're going to be giving a Carbon School District update. So Principal Bell, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So something we like to do with these school district updates, especially at the start of the school years, was how was the summer for you guys? What were you and the teachers and other administrators doing over the summer?
Well, at Castle Valley, we actually have a summer program for some of our students, for all of our students. So we have 2 weeks that we do. So our summer is kind of still doing the same thing we do in the school year. So, but we have a lot of fun things that we do in the summer with our kids, and it's great.
And it really is nonstop as a teacher, and especially for you guys with that summer program. So it's got to be a lot of fun, though. I mean, I know at the start of summer you had the fishing day with the DWR. That was a very fun event.
Absolutely, and they're always so great with our students. It's a highlight of our whole year. So they're so great. They come and volunteer, and they interact so well with our students and provide such a great experience for us.
And then moving on from kind of the past into something that happened just a few weeks ago, you guys had your golf day at the school. That looked like it was a ton of fun based on what I was seeing on social media.
It was. That was a new thing that we tried. So the Carbon County Golf Course had some individuals there willing to come out and provide an experience for our student. And it was a hit. They were fabulous again and really interacted and helped our students have a really great day.
And yeah, it was a hit both figuratively and literally, I'm sure. I mean, they looked like they were getting some good hits on those
right?
balls. And then let's look forward to what's coming up for you guys. Now, we talked about it a little bit beforehand, but there are some opportunities for the community to kind of help get involved with the Castle Valley Center in the coming weeks. So let's talk about what's coming up for you guys.
Absolutely. So one thing that we're doing this year, we just really want to celebrate the uniqueness and the great things about our students, but we are doing some disability awareness days all year. And so we're having some celebrating some of the national disabilities. Yesterday was National Microcephaly Awareness Day. Next Monday will be Cerebral Palsy Day. And so as a school, we're just honoring that and celebrating that, wearing the color that is associated with that. As a school, and then hopefully bringing some awareness to everybody else about the different disabilities that our students and individuals in our community have.
And it's always good to see people getting out and getting involved and really learning more about the different kinds of disabilities that might be affecting people, because it not only does it really help bring awareness to it, but it also helps people become just a little bit more aware of themselves with what other people might be going through now. If there are community members who want to get involved with the Castle Valley Center, what's the best way for them to do that?
Right now, we actually have a great opportunity. We'd love to have some people, if they're willing to help us out. My post high, which is our students 18 to 22, are learning different work-based skills and different tasks that we have that kind of helps them learn how to be independent and follow steps. And so one thing we're actually doing fun this year is they're learning how to sew. And we're going to be making some pillowcases to donate out in the community. And we would love if anybody is interested in helping us, if they want to donate a yard of either bright colored solid fabric or a yard of a character fabric. That would go a long ways to helping us get the materials so that our students can then have that experience. They're going to learn how to cut and doing some basic sewing, but then also then packaging that up and putting it out there for the people that we donate it to.
And then that's something I love about the Castle Valley Center, is that you guys are not only focusing on school-based education, you're also have a focus on practical skills and work skills. And can you just talk about the importance of kind of helping these kids with learning those skills as well as their education?
Absolutely. It's a huge focus in our school, is those functional and daily living skills. We incorporate that even through our daily activities. We have cooking that they work on during the week. We go out in the community events. We try to build events in our building that kind of helps learning how to do shopping and how to follow a list. And our students are really great at it. And we've found that as this focus goes, it helps our families outside of school, but it also helps our students access the community and go out and engage with other people.
Well, Principal Bell, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just we always appreciate any efforts that people put out. Komatsu came and brought monster trucks to us. We just have so many community members that try to help us build some experiences for our students, and we love that.
Well, thank you again so much, Principal Bell, for taking your time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Principal of the Castle Valley Center, Amy Bell, and we were doing another Carbon School District Spotlight. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.